hurricane-y and rapidly intensifying, just shy of a Cat 5 as it nears landfall along Florida's southwest coast, with some residents fleeing while others hunker down. With 155-mile-per-hour winds, Ian already being felt, rain lashing the state, heavy winds blowing through, ahead of expected landfall later today, somewhere north of Fort Myers, south of Tampa.
This is going to be a nasty, nasty day, 2 days.
And Governor Ron DeSantis says prepare for storm surge of up to 18 feet.
It's no longer possible to safely evacuate. It's time to hunker down and prepare for this storm.
More than 2.5 million people under mandatory evacuation, including Renee Correa.
I didn't want to risk it, so I went with my chihuahua and my daughters, and we left town, and, you know, just praying for everybody at home.
For those who did not evacuate, the governor says treat Ian as if it were a tornado approaching your home. He says urban search and rescue and National Guard are ready to help once the weather clears. I'm Julie Walker.